You are listening to 漫画先生。
Yo, everyone, welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast. Today, we're going to be starting our next chunk of language learning. This method of language learning that I'm going to be going after is done in chunks. So this is the second chunk that I recommend people learn. There are not going to be vocabulary words associated with this section. However, there are vocabulary words associated with the first section, the Manga Sensei 30-Day Challenge. From here on out, I will trust you to be able to evaluate what words are most necessary for you. So, we're going to take today's lesson and talk about evaluating vocabulary words. I know this may seem kind of an odd lesson to go over, but trust me, this is one of the most valuable lessons you'll have with language learning. Over the past couple of years where I've learned Japanese and Korean, and have even started trying to touch into a third language a little bit, I have learned that one of the most valuable skills in trying to speak and learn, to read, for example, another language, is being able to identify what vocabulary words are actually useful. I have a method for this that I found very valuable, and I'm going to share it with you today. Basically, when I come across a vocabulary word, I try to, one, make sure I'm actually going to use it. Now, that may seem silly, but when you go over through textbooks and you learn things like coffee house, or you learn things like door entryway, there are words that you will not be able to use initially that aren't useful for you. I find that it's best to learn words in a specific order. First, I make sure that the vocabulary words that I'm learning are relevant. And I do this by, first, listen, you got it here, this is actually kind of cool. I guess it's kind of basic. But I apply if I've done it within 24 hours. Okay? If I have not done this within 24 hours or with extreme regularity, I'm not going to memorize that vocabulary word, at least in the initial phase. So if every single day I get up, I brush my teeth, and then I go to school, then maybe some of the words that I should be actually learning should be toothbrush, teeth, brush, and those individual words that I can use when I'm actually articulating what I'm doing or what I want to do. If every single day I talk about pepperoni pizza, then, you know, it's appropriate for me to learn pizza. I once came across a young man in Japan who had a wide vocabulary, but his ability to speak was very low. He was able to articulate basic sentences. However, beyond that, his vocabulary and his vernacular were very high, but he wasn't able to really explain himself or his feelings to fellow Japanese people. I asked him once what his vocabulary list looked like for the day, and he showed me. He had interesting words on there. Things like, and I remember, things like gutter, things like doorframe, and another one that always stuck out to me, which is flying squirrel. Now, it may be useful for you if you're a zoologist or work with flying squirrels every day to memorize that vocabulary word. However, my flying squirrel rule is if you do not use it within 24 hours or with extreme regularity, do not learn that vocabulary word. Next, once you have that vocabulary word that you think you should learn, don't overwhelm yourself and make sure to set relative goals that are ranged. Don't try to memorize 100 vocabulary words a day unless you have an eidetic form of memory, or if that's even a thing, honestly. And understand that your vocabulary list should not be memorized in 100% capacity. In other words, if you're trying to learn 10 words a day, which is a very healthy goal, 10 words a day, then you should go 10 words a day and only try to memorize 8 to 10 of them. If you have a day where you fantastically memorize 8 of those words, count that as an accomplishment and carry over the 2 words you don't know to the next day. Also, do not take words off your vocabulary list that you have not learned. In other words, if you cannot articulate them in a sentence, don't take them off. Allow yourself to learn a vocabulary word and then move on. If you move on too quickly, you take a chance of losing that vocabulary word. All right, next thing. What I recommend doing to learn useful vocabulary words is play this simple game. I play this game even now, even after having learned Japanese for almost 10 years. That is, as I walk around, I play the game of what is this called? I used to take and buy a room in my house at a time and memorize each of the basic vocabulary words and then the associated words with them to memorize them in groups. You don't have to do this for everywhere, but the more you expose yourself to large amounts of vocabulary words, exposure, not forced memorization, mind you, you're going to have a better time. So if you go into the restroom and you see a kagami, a mirror, and then you see a sink and a toilet and a bathtub and a floor and all these different things, you can memorize them. Going through the things and simply remembering kabe, wall, yuka, and then going over the different things in the room, that's going to help you actually memorize them. And then think about the associated verbs and the associated adjectives, for example. So if you have a soft chair, or if you have, or you are running on the floor, or if you fell on the floor, all of those need to have the appropriate wording or the appropriate vocabulary words, like the grammar. The verb is going to be very helpful. If you try to focus on things that you want to do, you're not going to memorize them as easily as the things that you find you do every single day. And you'll have something that you can immediately talk about when you speak with people. The drive here was very busy. I fell on the floor. My teacher said something funny. All of these things are things that actually happen in your life and make you a more relatable person with a higher useful vocabulary. All right, now moving forward, tomorrow I'm going to start teaching basic grammar principles based upon what we have already learned and expanding upon that day upon day for the next about 2 months. These next 2 months are what I would basically call the next 60 days. I hope these next 60 days are valuable to you, and make sure to review anything that you didn't understand. Thank you so much, and make sure to give us a 5-star rating and review on this podcast.